Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of all the people, Lee, available who do really good music, really good performances for the Super Bowl halftime show, mm-hmm. The NFL picks a guy who hates Trump, hates ICE, does not sing in English, and is currently boycotting America because of the hate. He feels illegal immigrants should just be allowed to roam free and come to his concerts. He's boycotting America. The guy's name is Bad Bunny. And he likes to appear in public wearing dresses.
Okay.
When he's not dressed full on like a demon and talking about tempting people and putting them in the people that he's, you know, found in hell. He's very profane too and extremely demonic. So perfect Democrat. And that this is who they have picked for the halftime show. Let me translate. They still hate you. They're woke. They hate you. They do. Nothing has changed since they gave their players a choice of six woke slogans selected by the Democrat Party for them to wear on their helmets, including Black Lives Matter. By the way, there was not a White Lives Matter option because, as we know, white lives do not matter. So that's the NFL. And boy, is the backlash growing. I've seen this before, Lee. The first major get by X where you could tell it was going to have some political heft mm-hmm. was Budweiser. And it started like this. Budweiser started trending down the side again and again and again and again. During the Dylan Mulvaney thing. And plenty of other companies had done very woke things and nothing had happened to them, but this felt different. And it was. It was for Budweiser. And it just went from there. Well, the NFL and this Bad Bunny are trending. And he's been going off on America saying he's not playing here till Trump leaves office and ICE stops arresting illegal immigrants.
Except for the Super Bowl.
Except, oh, but yeah, yeah. Suddenly he's going to make an exception for the Super Bowl, though.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what else it reminds me of? It reminds me of that time not too long ago when Cracker Barrel kept trending over and over and over on X.
Yeah.
That did not work out well.
Nope.
For Cracker Barrel. Well, by the way, checking in on them, they've dropped from the fastest growing U.S. breakfast chain to last place. So they were number one when the debacle started, when they went, you know, we love our logo, except the white guy. No, we cannot have white guys in advertising. Now that breaks woke rule number 233. A white man is never seen in advertising without being accompanied at least by a lesbian female, preferably of color. Get him out of here. Well, folks that attend the restaurant say, no, you go. Cracker Barrel has dropped from the fastest growing U.S. breakfast chain to last place. Waffle House has now taken over the top spot. Cracker Barrel falls below IHOP and is now tied with Denny's. So.
Well, back to Bad Bunny for just a second. There's one thing that they haven't counted on. This could snowball because they have apparently turned up their noses to the Swifties because, of course, there was a big rumor that Taylor Swift was going to be the halftime entertainment.
Yeah.
So if you tick off the Swifties, you're in danger. Because once again, there's another artist that doesn't like Donald Trump. So
yeah, but
her boyfriend's family, or I should say her betrothed's family is at least some of them are said to be fans. So,
but Taylor Swift is at least, you know, identifiably American. She may vote for Kamala Harris, and that's okay. We can live with that. But this guy is different.
Oh, yeah.
This guy has got anti-American screeds all over his feed, says he's not coming to America, hates ICE, is pro-illegal immigrant. That's lawlessness.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't seen, and, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Taylor Swift. I like some of her music, I will confess, but I'm not a fan of her. I would never pay to go to one of her concerts. But she's kind of like, you know, she supports people on the left. Okay, not the end of the world. That is a different thing than arguing for lawlessness, trashing the president, trashing the men of ICE and women of ICE, which only gets them targeted and killed, and boycotting the country.
Well, it sounds like this guy's got a good resume to be a Democrat candidate for some type of office.
Or
maybe even superintendent of a school in Iowa.
I know, he'd probably kill it in a Democrat primary.
Don't use that word, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I meant that politically. Truly did. No, I truly did. He really would do well in a Democrat primary.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you see what happened now? I can't wait for this. Republicans are demanding a review of Maryland voting rolls.
Yeah.
Because not only was this illegal immigrant superintendent, apparently he's got a long history. He'd lived in Maryland before. Of registering to vote as a Democrat.
Who had overstayed his visa since a student visa since 1999 and was not eligible to vote.
And we're told that never, ever, ever happens.
No, of course not, because there is no such thing as voter fraud, Tara. It does not happen.
Right, because it is happening, and
Democrats and the mainstream media tell us it's false claims made by Republicans in the Trump administration. Right.
Okay. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yeah, no, it's super weird, though. So Republicans are, again, demanding that a thorough review of the Maryland voting rolls, which I'm sure contain many more illegal immigrants. And in about 3-2-1, boom, Maryland's going to say, no, racist, you're racist. Yeah. And a big fight's going to ensue. So I'm looking forward to that. But they're demanding Maryland explain what he's doing on their rolls, since as far as Democrats are concerned, that's never supposed to happen. Meanwhile, you got the brass on this guy. Do you realize he ran from the police? He ran from law enforcement in a school-owned vehicle?
Oh, lovely. I hadn't heard that it was a school-owned vehicle.
Yes, it was a school
that
vehicle.
That was part of his pay package, I guess.
Yeah, so he doesn't own it. It belongs to the school system. Right. Fled in the school-owned vehicle. They found a gun and a knife. Now, he's not allowed to possess the gun on account of his previous criminal charge and conviction owning a gun.
He also has a deportation order.
Yes, from 2024.
A deportation order.
Yeah. But that doesn't seem to have... And he has no work authorization, by the way.
Right.
Joe Biden was giving out fake work authorizations. Yeah. They weren't legal, but at least you had a piece of paper. Yeah. He doesn't even have that.
Yeah.
So I'm not... And by the way, you got to love this superintendent in Iowa. School board chair in Iowa. She's running for Senate as a Democrat,
of course.
Yeah, really. Great minds, right? So she, she's Michelle Obama's former chief of staff.
Oh, well, there you go. So.
Yeah. And she says.
Coming to a podcast near you soon.
Oh, absolutely. She says it's actually us that have the problem.
Well, of course.
Yeah. And she says that we need to practice radical empathy, she calls it. Radical empathy
I would say
toward him.
I would say empathizing with an illegal immigrant who has overstayed a visa order from 25, 24 years ago, whatever it was, and was illegally employed and illegally in the country. That's pretty radical empathy if you expect me to have empathy for that type of thing. That's pretty radical.
Well, she's saying she doesn't believe ICE or the Department of Homeland Security because I guess she just doesn't like them. But the state accreditation board in Iowa, they do believe DHS, and they've already revoked his teaching certificate.
So he's not eligible.
No, so he's not eligible anymore. But despite that, well, I'll just let Jackie Norris, former chief of staff for Michelle Obama, explain how we should treat this guy. She's saying, by the way, he's been a great role model from kids for kids. And I'm like, you mean the high speed chase in the school vehicle from the authorities? Great role model? You sure, Jackie?
It seems fitting to take a page out of Dr. Roberts' book and ask the community to engage in radical empathy as we work through the situation together. Radical empathy is the recognition that we can disagree and still empathize with each other. The respect of others' humanity. This concept will be essential as we wait to learn more. We do not have all the facts.
There is much we do not know. No, we know all of it.
However, what we do know is that Dr. Roberts has been an integral part of our school community since he joined over 2 years ago. During his time with our district, he has shown up in ways big and small and has advocated for students and staff and begun introducing concepts that will help us reimagine education for future generations of Des Moines students.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, I've got one question. Did he leave school grounds in that school-owned car for that chase? Because if so, and he had a weapon in that vehicle, that's a federal crime.
I don't know if he ran. I could try to look it up. That's an interesting question. But yeah, the high-speed chase was in the school vehicle.
Not only as an illegal immigrant who was not supposed to be in the country possessing a weapon, which is a crime, if he had it on school grounds.
Oh, that would be interesting. I'm going to look that up right away on the break. Now you got me wondering.
I'm glad I could give you some homework assignments.
I know. See, now I'm curious. Okay, so I promised you for tickets for your sweetie. Here we go. The Righteous Brothers Lovin' Feeling Farewell Tour. Lee, I didn't know the Righteous Brothers were still alive.
I'm sorry, I must admit, yeah.
So this is news to me.
It's pretty righteous.
Right, and they have replaced a few of them, but it sounds exactly the same. Following the passing of Bobby Hatfield, they've replaced him, carried on the tour. So this is a farewell tour. And they're really wonderful. They really are. I love the Righteous Brothers. Anyway, there's got a lot of original members of the band, though, still playing. It's, they say, kind of indistinguishable from before. So don't miss the Righteous Brothers, Bill Medley, and Bucky Hurd, Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, October 11th, 2025. Call in right now. I'll take the first caller to win a pair of tickets, courtesy of Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. If you do not win the tickets, we're going to give away another pair tomorrow, or, you know, you could break down and buy them. That's a thing, too. 800-905-0989 is the number to call to win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.